A new garden in Galway has been developed to remember people whose organs have been donated, giving life to others as they have lost their own lives. It's been created by Martina Goggins and Dennis Goggins. It's a garden of commemoration and thanksgiving. It's located in Salt Hill, overlooking the seafront. Mary Louise O'Donnell has visited this garden, a place, as we say, of thanksgiving and commemoration. Beautiful location, looking over at the Clare Hills.
Oh, yes. And I suppose really the central aspect of this is out of such loss can come such courage. And I went to Galway to visit the garden, Martina and Dennis's idea, imagination and development, just at Salt Hill, look, as you say, looking over Galway Bay. And it coincided, which is important to say, it coincided with the Irish Kidney Association service. This is the 29th year remembrance and thanksgiving of people, of donors. And it's, and you know that the Irish Kidney Association organises the donor card, and 2,500 people attended Mass and a service and of light and hope and names. And I sat beside people who had whose daughters had died. And
this was now in...
This in the cathedral before I got to the garden. So I called into that beautiful service because it was, it, as I say, coincided. And, you know, it's very important, donor cards, very important. And, you know, I spoke to people from the Irish Kidney Association and the amount of people who were there. And with the forget-me-not flower, you know, because that is their emblem of those people who had donated organs. And I sat beside, I just happened to sit beside a man whose daughter, Gwendolyn Martin Smith, at 41 years of age, died. And her young husband was there and he had donated her organs. So you were surrounded by the gift of life from those who had lost life. But anyway, off I went then out to the garden, the Circle of Light Garden, the National Organ Donor Commemorative and Thanksgiving Garden, and Erska Akela Waramage, in the shadow and shelter of each other, which is a line that actually the President Higgins used when he was talking in Buckingham Palace. I thought it was beautiful that we all live in the shadow and the shelter of each other. And the garden was, first of all, given by a man from Digital in 1984. He was Digital were leaving Galway. It was the Galway 500 celebration. And he donated this piece of land and gave it, paid some money for it and gave it. And it became a kind of a place that people walked through, and it became a little sat around. But it really hadn't got a purpose. So along came Dennis and Martina Goggins, whose only child, Eamon, was 26 years of age, and he was in a car accident in Spittal, and he was a sound engineer. And they were devastated, but he carried a donor card, and he used to say to his parents, and he was their only child as well as only son, "Ach, Mummy," says, if I was to go, why would I be taking the organs with me?" So they decided and imagined this garden, because sometimes the donors' families are left behind. And so they created this garden, recreated and revitalised and brought to life this garden in Galway, looking over the sea.
And how big a space is it, Mary Louise? And how, I suppose it's a big challenge to, whether it's a designer or a landscaper, to encapsulate.
Yeah, it's a very good question.
The gift, and I suppose the hope as well, that organ donorship brings with it.
Brings with it. It's about, I would say it's about 2 acres, and it is magnificently sculpted, and it has 2 sections, and around the garden is tall druidic stone, and on all the stones there's 5 of them, and it's about our lives, the receiving life, as Sister Stan says, retaining life with a bird in a hand, releasing life. What William Blake talks about, if you kiss the joy of life, you fly. The journey of life, which is the oar and the boat. Virgil believed in, wrote a lot about that. And the destiny of life, Kennelly's lines, though we live in a world that dreams of ending, that always seems about to give in, something that will not acknowledge a conclusion insists that forever we begin. So you have these images and this beautiful beautiful writing on these tall, grey, druidic stones, like a kind of an amphitheatre. And then you have in the middle this magnificent Clonmacnoise stone, which is about the spirituality of the life of in the middle of Ireland, as we know Clonmacnoise is, but also it represents all the donors, because all the donors hold invisible hands with those who have gone down in history. They cannot let go. They're holding us. That's the whole image of it, because you give life, you lose life, and then you give something. So it keeps that person left behind alive. So, and of course, all over the garden are candle in stone, which is about people waiting for transplants, holy well, and a fountain that was found in the hospital renovation. And Dennis told me that this fountain from the 17th century was found when they were renovating Galway Hospital, and he said, to think that my son was on life support there, you know, in 2006, trying to hold on to his life. So he felt that there was an image.
And did many people go from the ceremony in the cathedral out to visit the garden then in Salt? Have you met some of those?
Hundreds, yeah. Went and they sat around the wild ferns, the wild flowers, the hawthorns, the herbaceous plants, the burren plants, the wild grasses, the junipers, which were the first flower to be colonised here in Ireland. And the wonderful guy, Patrick Harris, told me that what we have here is susurration. And I said, what's that? And he said, it's the rustle of the grasses, the sound around the people. And all of them came from different heritage sites. So all of the people, there was hundreds of people, came from the service in the cathedral out to see the garden. And they were donors and recipients, and they were just extraordinary people. And the garden is situated, if you just go out the sea point, out the Salt Hill, it's just between the Salt Hill Hotel and the Galway Bay Hotel. It's right on the seafront, obviously on the right-hand side, because the, and people
just there within a stone's throw, Leisureland, all those places.
Just exactly there within a stone's throw. And I met, the first person I met was Mary. Well, I met, there was hundreds of people there, but some people were very silent and some people didn't want to speak and some people were very tearful because their loss was too near. But Mary Murphy lost her husband. He fell off a ladder with the donor card in his wallet when he was 41 and he never recovered. And she said that it's like yesterday. Peter Gill sat beside me. He was from Barna with a new heart at 66. And he said, you know, that it was the first time when he got the new heart, he became warm again. He spoke about he got his thirst back. He got his hunger back because he'd been ill for so long. Aoife Fitzsimons, beautiful young woman with her daughter, Izzy. And she had met this Australian when she was travelling around Australia. And he was stunning and gorgeous and he was a chef. And they came back to Ireland and he worked as a chef. And one day, like that, he was only 40. 41, I think, he had a brain hemorrhage and she donated all his organs. All these people, Mary Murphy and Aoife, donated organs. And she said it was the greatest emotional clarity, she said, for her, because it was either that or absolute devastation. So he was a wonderful, fit man and she donated all his organs. And he has kept 4 to 5 people alive, because when they don't die of a certain disease or cancer, you are a fit person. If something happens, you get a head injury or you get a brain injury, and all those doors, their corneas, their kidneys, their liver, their heart valves, all given as a gift. Darren David Woods, only son, aged 22, collapsed in France from a rare blood condition and died. And his parents also donated his organs. And his father, who was a teacher, said, it was either blackness or do something. And he said, when the doctors rang him up from Paris and said, will you donate the organs? He said, of course. And he said, the Irish embassy were extraordinary to him. And he went, and he goes every year to the apartment where his 22-year-old, he was an environmental scientist at DCU, where he died. And he sits across the way because there's a girl who has a flower shop and she's his link with his death. And he donated all the organs. He said, had I not done that, I wouldn't have met all these people here. I would have just been sitting. And I've met people, because you don't understand the loss till you had it. And a wonderful man called Porrig Brehan from Roscommon, who spoke to me about, he has a new kidney, and he said, I got it from his brother who was standing beside him. And you know what he does now? He drives the ambulance from Roscommon to Galway for dialysis. So he's able to tell the people who are going through dialysis, because he was on it for 6 years, that there is life, that they will come through it.
What a qualification for the job.
Oh, extraordinary. And I met Phyllis Cunningham, who they gave a wonderful prize to because she was a transplant coordinator and was stepping down. And Mike Welsh, who was the contractor. And Billy and Anne Lawless from Chicago.
Oh, Billy good old Anne, friends of mine,
well,
from
I'll
Newcastle,
tell you,
from Dangan out
give
the road.
All of these Irish people jobs in their restaurants in Chicago. But he has been a massive friend to the donors and to this garden. And there is an organisation that Martina and Dennis set up called Strange Boat Donor Foundation, and it's strangeboat.org, and people should really look at it, strangeboat.org. And it was the Water Boys who sang that song, and the Water Boys sang at the funeral. Eleanor Shanley sang at Eamon's funeral, and it tells you everything about donation and how you can donate and the gift of life to somebody else. And it was the most uplifting moment that I had over the weekend.
And there was a poem to finish?
Oh, it was a marvellous poem to finish. And the poem is by, and also Codaline with Dara and David Woods. Codaline had sang, and I think people should look at Irish artists who have platformed the gift of donor. And the recipients, the loss of recipients. And it is by John O'Donoghue, and it says, on the day when the weight deadens on your shoulders and you stumble, may the clay dance to balance you. And when your eyes freeze behind the grey window and the ghost of loss gets into you, may a flock of colours, indigo, red, green and azure blue, come to awaken in you a meadow of delight. When the canvas frays in the curragh of thought and a stain of ocean blackens beneath you, may there come across the waters a path of yellow moonlight to bring you safely home. May the nourishment of the earth be yours. May the clarity of light be yours. May the fluency of the ocean be yours. May the protection of the ancestors be yours. And so may a slow wind work these words of love around you, an invisible cloak to mind your life.
Mary Louise, thank you very much indeed. Mary Louise O'Donnell.
Today with Sean O'Rourke on RTE Radio 1.